So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ein erachin pachis misala. Even though a poor person pays less than the designated amount for erachin, depending on his financial means, he never pays less than one sala. As the pasuk says, v'chol erkecha yiyah b'shekel hakodesh. And we expound, kol erachin shatamayrach layiyah b'chusim mishekel. In every case of erachin, he pays at least a sala. And v'liyas al chamishim sala. No one ever pays more than 50 sala because this is the largest number mentioned in the Torah for erachin. Mishnah elaborates, keitzad, nasin sala v'hesher, einu nasin klom. If a poor person gave a sela and then became rich, he does not need to pay any more because he already fulfilled his obligation with the sela. However, pachis misela v'hesher nisin chamishim sela. If he gave less than one sela and then became rich, he must pay the full amount up to 50 sela because he did not fulfill his obligation with the payment of less than a sela, and he now has the means to pay the entire 50 sela. The Mishnah continues, ha'ibiyadav chamish lon. If he can afford to pay 5 sela, there is a machlekes. Since he cannot pay the full amount, he only pays a sela. Because the one pasuk says, "V'ha'yerkecha chamishim shekel kesef." A man between ages 20 and 50 pays 50 sela, while another pasuk says, "V'chol erkecha yib b'shekel," he pays a single sela. The Torah is teaching us, "Oy chamishim, oy shekel." One pays either the full amount or just one sela. However, v'chamam leimrim nesin es kulan, he pays all 5 sela. Because ha'hu v'chol erechin shatemarech leyib pachusim b'shekel hudasa. The pasuk only teaches that a single sela is the minimum payment. However, another pasuk says, "Asher tasi gad anayder," he pays whatever he can afford. Mishnah concludes, Ein erachin pachis misela v'lo yes al chamishim sela. One never pays less than one sela and never more than 50 sela. The Gemara explains, pachis misela hu deleka ha yesra sela ikka. Yes al chamishim hu deleka ha pachis mechamishim ikka. The Mishnah is stressing that one does sometimes pay the amounts between 1 and 50. In other words, Tamak Rabbanan, the Mishnah is confirming the ruling of the Rabbanan that one pays any amount according to their means even when they cannot pay the full amount. The rest of this parak is a series of Mishnayos which discuss additional halachas that have a minimum and a maximum. The next Mishnah discusses Nida and Ziva, the halachas of the menstrual cycle and the blood flow that appears at other times. We'll explain these halachas according to the understanding of Rashi. There are Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva as follows. Rasa Hayim, Mayna Shisha Bahu, Afila Rasa Kol Shiva. When a woman first experiences a menstrual flow, she's tummy for 7 days. Whether the flow was for 1 day or for the entire 7 days, as long as it stopped for nightfall of the 7th day, she can immerse in the mikveh that night and becomes tar. These are the Yemei Nida. Then, Umayim Shpi Ve'elich, having Yemei Ziva Achad Arsayim. After the 7 days follows a period of 11 days known as the Days of Ziva. In Rasa Behen Yoy Mecher Ishnaim, Shemer Asim Kenegidim Ve'tevelis. During these 11 days, if she has a flow of dam for 1 or 2 consecutive days, she's tummy on that day or days, and then for one additional clean day, and she can then purify herself. This is referred to as a Zava Katana. However, Mrasav and Gimel Ritzufim have a Zava Gemura, Vatuna Sphira Zayin Nikim Bakarban. If in the May Ziva she experiences a flow for 3 consecutive days, she's a Zava Gedela, and must count 7 clean days, i.e. days free from any blood flow. She then immerses in the mikveh and brings a carbon. Now, in the chazeres l'tchilas nidus at shetashim shiv nikim. No matter how long she had the flow of a ziva, the next cycle does not begin until after she experiences 7 clean days. However, yash b'zayin nikim v'rasa have tchilas nida. Once she did purify herself, whenever she next experiences a flow, this is considered dam nida, and she begins this entire cycle anew, counting 7 and then 11 days. Likewise, if as in most cases there is no dam during the 11 days of yemei ziva, the next menstrual flow is a new cycle beginning with yemei nida. Our mission discusses Taya, a woman who lost count and is uncertain whether her present flow is during the days of Nida or Ziva. Zok the Mishnah. Ein pesach b'toya pachis m'shiva v'lo yesra al yudzayin. In the case of a woman who lost count, she returns to her Nida cycle in no less than 7 clean days and no more than 17 clean days. And the Gemara cites a brisa that elaborates on all the possibilities. Taya sha'amro yoyim echad tamei re'isi, pescha shiva asr. She experienced a flow for 1 day. She does not return to the beginning of her Nida cycle for 17 days. And Rashi explains, "Im loy ros, im loy tira, ad lacher yudzayin levad miyem zeh, os chazeres l'pesach nidusa." If she does not experience any additional flow until after 17 days, that will be her new nida cycle because meman b'shach. Either way, im yem zeh shirasa tchilus yemei ziva haya, if this 1 day flow occurred during the beginning of yemei ziva, kimin shekolu yud alef yem yatzasu yemei azayif. The yemei ziva was certainly over after 11 of the 17 days, and the new flow was certainly dam nida. Furthermore, filim taimar shirim zetchilus nidahi, alpha pk and yatsa yime hazaib, shari over shisha lahashlamas yime nidusa. Even in the worst case scenario, if the initial flow was the start of a new cycle of yime nida, she's ready to start her next cycle after 17 additional days because both the 7 days of nida and 11 days of ziva would have passed. However, in tira b'yim yud zayin, lo yatsa min asafik. if she would experience another flow on the 17th day, or certainly if she experienced another flow on an earlier day, we would still be unsure whether this occurred during Yimei Zivo or Yimei Nida, and she would retain her status as a Safik. Therefore, Rashi explains, until she experiences 17 clean days and clears this confusion, she must always be stringent and be concerned for all possibilities. On the one hand, a one-day flow might be during Yimei Nida, and so she must wait 7 plus 11 days. On the other hand, a three-day flow might be during Yimei Ziva, and she will need to count 7 clean days. Similarly, the Braisa continues, Shnei Yom Tamei Re'isi, Shleisha Yom Tamei Re'isi, Pischa Sheva Asa. If she experienced a flow for 2 or 3 days, she must also have 17 clean days in order to restart her cycle with certainty. As Rashi explains, Im Tir B'Yem Yudzayin B'Koshekin Koyim L'Chein L'Yotzim Min HaSafik. If she would experience another flow on the 17th day or on an earlier day, we would still be unsure whether this occurred during Yimei Ziva or Yimei Nida. This is because the flow might have started on the first day of Yimei Nida, and this second flow is after the next 7 and 11 days and starts a new cycle. On the other hand, the initial flow might have begun on the last day of Yimei Ziva, and continues the next day, the first day of Yimei Nida, and so she does not finish the cycle until 17 clean days after the second day of the initial flow. And the Braisa continues, Arba Yom Tamei Re'isi, Pischa Shisha Asa. If she experienced a 4-day flow, she only waits 16 clean days, as Rashi explains. If the first 3 days were the end of Yimei Ziva, then she would simply need to wait 7 clean days to restart her cycle. However, in the worst case scenario, Shnaim Hen Hayusayv Ziva, V'Hashnaim Tchilas Nida. The first 2 days of the flow were the end of a Ziva cycle, and the next 2 days were the beginning of the Nida cycle. If so, the 17 days started 1 day before the flow stopped, and so it's enough to experience 16 clean days. The Braisa continues to explain all the possible scenarios in this manner and concludes, Shaloisha Aser Pischa Sheva. If she experienced a flow for 13 days, she only needs to have 7 clean days before starting her next cycle, because Beis Yom Kamoi Misafkinu L'Sav Ziva, even in the worst case scenario, the first 2 days were the end of Yimei Ziva, and the rest went into the 7 days of Yimei Nida, and then 4 days into the Yimei Ziva. In this case, she's a Zava Gedayla, she waits an additional 7 clean days, and can then purify herself and start her next cycle. Zok the Mishnah. Im Negoyim Pachas Mishavu Echad B'l Yesu Ashleish Shavuos. The confinement for a possible neg is at least a week, and at most 3 weeks. And the Gemara explains, Pachas Mishavua Nigi Adam. B'l Yesu Ashleish Shavuos Nigi Batim. There are cases of Negoyim on a person's body that can be resolved within 1 week. However, Negoyim on a house are subject to several stages of confinement for at least 1 week and possibly 3 weeks.